everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back my next guest, Charisse Reedman, founder of Pearls of Wisdom. How are you, Charisse?
I'm good. It's lovely to be back, Rhea.
Well, I am a proud member of your Pearls of Wisdom, and it's going gangbusters. From a vision just over a year ago to what you have created today with an app, the website, and there's a lot of women in there now, and the advice that they're giving is just absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, the app's not been running that long, and I'm just really pleased that it works. Which, considering I'm somebody with no software experience, is a relief. But yeah, it's doing all the things that we wanted. Obviously, the library of information is constantly expanding. The women that are already members, they've initiated meetups. So I wasn't in Palma for the yacht show just recently, but there was a number of Pearls of Wisdom ladies that just met up and arranged their own meetup. I know a number of individuals that messaged each other privately because they're in the same place. So it's starting to do exactly what we imagined. And yeah, there's just so much more that we can do with it. It's quite exciting.
One thing that I really find interesting about it is that we all know that I'm a no-nonsense person, and I don't like things that are fluffy or flighty, which is probably why I've refrained from joining much of anything in my life, because I'm not a joiner. But what I really like about your platform is that it's solid. It's women that are mature women, and I'm talking of all ages, but they're mature, they're there for a reason. The advice that is given is solid. It's good advice, good connection, good mentoring. It's just a lovely feel to it.
Yeah, I think it's quite a wholesome way of looking at things. We're trying to do it as professionally as possible. We've got a great legal backup as well, just making sure that, you know, the advice in there, you are 100% assured that the advice that we're giving, if it's not opinion, is the best that I can get, and I put my neck out on the line for it. And the women in there, it's just a real connection. Like I've said many times, yes, we are a paid membership, but once you're in, everything in it is free. All of that information, whether it's how to manage your finances or how to manage your mental health, these are ladies that are contributing to this group of their own will. They're offering this information free of charge, and it's a safe space. As once you're in there, we're keeping things safe for you. So we will be able to talk about more emotive things later on down the line. But yeah, it's a very exciting time. And there's a lot of relief from our perspective that it actually is working. We're over 100 members at the moment, which is more than we thought that we would, considering we're still gathering a lot of the information that's going to be on there. And obviously, we're looking to do a few more events in the next few weeks, just meetups, and then we've got a big announcement for our next event in June.
One of the things that I do notice about a lot of sort of groups that spring up is really more about selling their other services or selling other products. With Pearls of Wisdom, are you looking to sell your services individually, or is this just truly about women creating a community? You're not looking to have a sideline and sell something else?
No, the whole Pearls of Wisdom project is a kind of pay it forward. The ladies that have come into the project, the professionals, they're offering their advice free of charge because they believe that the right advice should be out there. And that's been an ethos for us as a family for a long time. So it's nothing. You do have to pay. It's £45 to get into the platform, but that's for a whole entire year. It works out to be £3. So €3 a month. So I'm not asking for a lot. And once you're in there, I'm not going to sell you anything. I'm not interested in selling you anything. Nobody is allowed to sell anything in the platform either. This is really for connection, support, and general information. I truly believe that women are very capable of working out their own stuff. They just need the right guidance, the right information at their fingertips. And yeah, that's what I'm all about. Empowering women, if not to sound a bit too cheesy, but empowering them with the information for them to sort their own life out.
One of the things I find about a lot of these women is they're entrepreneurs. And you and I both know, as an entrepreneur, there's things that you're good at, and things that you're not good at. And when you're first starting up your business, you have to be all of it. So the ability to reach out to somebody and say, look, you're in finance. Can you help me figure out what the best platform is to do books, or who the best accountant is, or where can I do my advertising, or all those things that maybe you're not good at? Myself, I'm a creative and that's what I do. The rest of it I hate. I couldn't sell for the life of me, period, because I just piss people off, in all honesty. But it's nice to see that there are women from all aspects so that you can come together and there's other women there that can shore you up in the places that you're falling down.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a true 100%. I've reached out to a lot of individuals that have incredible knowledge, and some of them, it's not for them. It really is. I know it sounds a bit cheesy, but it's that pay it forward. So the women that have contributed really do believe that you need to put something out there to get something. And they all really believe that women deserve the help. And I quite like that is the foundation of what we're trying to create at all of the events. It's the same principle. These women tell their stories, they open up and they share what happened to them. And that is the advice that we're giving out. We've got a whole new series of interviews with incredible, inspirational women coming along. That's been a new skill that I've developed, interview technique. I think you might have to give me some pointers for you. So yeah, we've got some really exciting stuff going along. It has been quite practically terrifying, but it's just going from strength to strength.
You are going to be golfing tomorrow.
No, I'm not going to be golfing, which is probably a relief for most of the people there. At the Superyacht Charities Ball this year, there was an individual that stood up and spoke about his charity. Tim Davis is his name, and his charity is Sail to Help. And it really resonated with us as a family. They provide respite for families that are going through mental health difficulties, and with a particular focus on suicide, which again resonates with us as a family. So my husband, Tim Reedman, Reedman Wealth Management, he's done a golf day for the last few years. And after hearing Tim Davis's story, we just thought maybe we can just raise a little bit of money for his charity through Superyacht Charities as well. So any support is better than no support. So we've hijacked his golf day. And Powers of Wisdom is going to be there in support, although I'm probably just going to be wearing a ridiculous golfing outfit and harassing golfing players for raffle tickets and beers. And we're going to try desperately hard to raise enough money for one boat trip out for some individuals that need it, and just try and raise the profile of a fantastic charity, really. There's been a lot of, unfortunately, a few stories of suicide through the industry recently. And yeah, we want to try and do a little bit while we can.
What I'd really like to see is a video of you wearing a skirt. Really?
You're allowed to in your 40s, so I am willing to make myself look ridiculous for whatever charity. Yeah, no, we will be having a lot of fun tomorrow. We've had incredible donations from some amazing companies for the raffle. Yeah, we're on course to raise hopefully a decent amount of money, but we will be taking photos and video and all of that glorious stuff. But just watch out. Reedman Wealth Management and Pearls of Wisdom, their golf day. Watch this space.
And what is coming up next? You're going to be at Heaps. Is there anything before that, or is that the next sort of event for Pearls of Wisdom?
So we're going to finish off this month. So we've got our last, one of the great things of the platform at the moment, we're doing weekly live chats. So members can just come in on whatever we're discussing that month. And we've got Emma Mannering, who's a qualified counsellor, and we're just going to finish off our discussions for the month on leaving. Next month, we are doing the side hustle, so entrepreneurship. We've got a number of experts we will be announcing, so there will be live chat, so you can actually ask whatever you would like to these experts, questions on all sorts of different things about running a business, whether on the boat or you've come off. So June is going to be very exciting. And then, yeah, we've got some big announcements in June in regards to our event in Antibes in September. Hopefully, yeah, it's going to be bigger, better than all of the other events before. So yeah, big stuff on the horizon. Big stuff.
I'm really excited, and I'm going to say watch this space, but preferably watch Pearls of Wisdom space, or just head on over and sign yourself up. £48, please.
So, wow, £3 a month. And that's all. It's really just to keep it going. But all of my volunteers are doing a spectacular job. But there are different things you've got to pay for now. Legal, software, all sorts of things. But we're trying to do it, like I said, as cheaply as we can, but the best we possibly can.
You've done great so far. And as far as I'm concerned, and you know me, I tell it the way it is, it's perfect for where you're at. And I can't wait to see what the future brings. We're going to make sure to provide all of Charisse's information and Pearls of Wisdom below this interview when it airs. Charisse, I want to say thank you and the best of luck tomorrow. And I look forward to those photographs.
Thank you very much. I'll speak to you soon.
You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.